I had a client. His name was Lou Mastriani. He was a client of mine up in New York. And he came to me for 6-7 weeks of therapy. And we worked together. And after that, I just figured it was over. I was what I call a doo-doo therapist. You know, you got to go out there and do it now. You're going to just sit here and talk about your mother. I'm just not interested. It's just boring. You know, I got enough of that. I got enough problems with my own mother. I don't want to hear about yours, you know. But if you want to change, then here's what we do. And Lou wanted to sort of talk, and then we got to a point where he knew that it was time to go. These are the things that you've come for, and now you can change and work on them. And he was one of these people who was never happy. He didn't understand the great messages, the great understanding that happiness itself is the way to live life. It isn't something that you're going to ever get. It's something that you bring to life, that success is an inner process. It's something you bring to life. It's not something you get from life. And so in the last day, I told them, I said, Lou, I said, you've always talked to me about how great it was when you were a little boy living out in Sag Harbor and how much you loved to go out to the beach and you'd spend your days at the beach and those were the greatest things. I said, I'm going to give you 4 prescriptions. And these 4 prescriptions I give you, you have to follow them to the T. He said, all right, Wayne, I'll do whatever you want. He always knew I was a little on the loony side. And Lou was sort of, we became buddies. So I said, you're going to go out to the, I'm going to send you out next Wednesday instead of coming here. You're going to take the day off. He had a furniture business. I said, you're going to close up your business for the day, and you're going out to the beach, and I'm going to give you 4 prescriptions. And the first prescription, you're going to open at 9 o'clock in the morning when you get there. The second one, you open at noon. The third one at 3, and the last one at 6 o'clock. Will you do it? He said, yeah. I got this from Norman Vincent Peale, who had told me this was a great technique for people who are sort of into that type A stuff and always in a hurry and never wanting to be happy but always wanting to talk about it. So I gave Lou these 4 envelopes, and I sealed them, and I wrote this in. And he went out to, he was ready for his day at the beach. He hadn't done it since he was 9 years old. And he opened up the first envelope at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I had written in the envelope inside, I had written the word, listen. That's all. And for 3 hours, he had to walk up and down the beach and just listen. Just listen to the birds, to the ocean, to the wind, to all the beautiful things that the beach has to offer. Just be there in the moment. And he did that for 3 hours. And then at noon, he got to the second envelope and I had written in there, reach back. And then there was a poem that I had put on there by James Cavanaugh, which I have in my parenting book on raising kids. It's called Little Boy, I Miss You. God, you guys could listen to this. James Cavanaugh wrote it on his 45th birthday, the day his brother died, who was only a year older than him. Some kind of nervous, crazy disorder. Goes like this. Little boy, I miss you. With your sudden smile and your ignorance of pain, you walk through life and devoured it with nothing but misty goals to keep you company. You wandered through quiet woods with friends and you were startled by a shuffling porcupine. Your heart beat mightily when you chased frogs and caught one too big for a single hand. There was no time for meaning. A marshmallow gave it on a sharpened stick. A jackknife in your pocket gave you comfort when your friends were gone. A flower hidden in the woods behind an aging, shriveled log. A dog who licked at your fingers and chewed at your jeans. A game of football that you didn't expect. A glass of cider. A cricket's cry. When did you lose your eyes and ears? When did taste buds cease to tremble? When's this sullenness, this mounting fear, this quarrel with life demanding meaning? That mounting fear is leisure's bonus, and it's the pain that forbids you to be a boy, be a girl. I had Lou think about that for 3 hours. Reach back and don't let an old person move in. Don't let a tired person move in. Don't let a sick person move in. Not into this beautiful form that you inherited. And at 3 o'clock, I had written on there, as he opened the envelope, re-examine your priorities, which I'd encourage all of you to do. Who are the most important people in your life? Who are they? What would you do if you had 6 months to live and you knew it? How would you spend that time? Who would you be with? You got kids and you don't have time for them because you're too busy? The cat's in the cradle. And a silver spoon. And little boy blue and the man in the moon. Be with those kids. Teach them how to play ball. You're not raising grass, you're raising kids. Be there for your wife. Tell her how much you love her. Send love out wherever you can. And you'll see the success that you're chasing so desperately come jumping into your life. Re-examine your priorities. Walk as you talk. Be there for the people you love. And you'll see your business and everything else growing. And at 6 o'clock, I had Lou write the final envelope, and I'd encourage all of you to do it. I said, Lou, now write your worries in the sand and see how long they stay there.